Here we go, here we go. Welcome, 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 dear listeners, to the Justin Aguirre podcast. The title of this episode, I haven't even named it officially. I'll usually name it after, but it's going to go something like this. How to speak on camera, or let's see, what would I title this? How to get through the fear of talking on camera. I don't know. It's going to sound something like that. You guys have the title. I don't have it yet. But anyways, today I want to talk to you about something that's apparent to me with someone that I'm coaching and people that I've coached, because part of my work is to coach people with their health and fitness and losing weight and their health goals. And then I have a small group of people who I help coach others, right? So they're coaches themselves and I help them coach others. And then I have another group of people that's about like strictly life coaching. They don't want fitness. They're just like, Jay, let's talk life. Help me. Maybe personal issues, spiritual things, just emotional things, stuff of that nature, right? And so I have like three groups of people that I work with in total for about like 30 people overall right now that I'm helping. But today's message is for everyone, but specifically for people like coaches or people that want to build a personal brand online, or maybe it's not even monetization through social media, right? Because when I talk about talking on camera, I'm talking about like social media, right? Because it's probably where you would do it, right? So it doesn't have to be a coach. Maybe you're just like a normal listener and you're like, man, I'd love to talk on camera. I'm not trying to sell anything. I just want to talk on camera and be free. Artists, whatever. Maybe you have a talent for singing. You want to sing. There's just so many things you can do on camera. Like life is done in life and anything can be filmed. So anything can be brought to camera. There's something about your face and your words and how to speak and holding this device or a device being held in front of you, and now you have to talk, now you have to perform, now you have to show, now you have to express, and something changes, right? Something changes inside. So today's message is for people that want to get better at that, or that are struggling with that, or have never done it, or are curious, or feel like they suck, or want to start, or because I talk on camera pretty often. I mean, I love podcasting. It's a different vibe, but I do enjoy like speaking on camera. I have no problem with it. I have no problem giving speeches in front of people, but it wasn't always like that. It wasn't always like that, my friends. And I have a coach right now that I'm helping, that I said initially, that really wants to, you know, coach, but he doesn't talk on camera, you know? So how do you work this? How are you going to bring in sales if you can't pitch, you know? You pitch in person, he can do it in person, but he can't do it on camera. And so I'm helping him. But I want to bring some of those tips to you guys. And yeah, hopefully it benefits you. This past week, I made a video about my love for Miami. That was pretty cool. Short little video. I had done some burpees with another coach that I work with. And I did a message about burpees and about raising your vibration when you train and all these things, right? And if you follow me on Instagram, then maybe you saw these videos and things of this nature. But I'll say that, let me open up with this story. I used to coach soccer like for a large part of my life. And when the girls' teams that I would coach, when they would practice, like we'd get into like really good rhythms with the ball and they start doing really cool things. And then coach, who is me, would pull out his camera because I'd want to record it. And I wasn't even using social media. I was just like, wow, I want you guys to see this. Like, I want to see it. This looks awesome, the way you guys are passing the ball and whatnot. And then they actually were okay with it. Like, they weren't like, don't do it. But I noticed, and they noticed, that every time the camera would turn on, like they would lose the rhythm, or they would change, or something would go wrong. And it was almost like this device that I was holding in my hand while they were doing the activity had such a powerful effect as a player, because it made it feel not free anymore. You get it? It almost felt like they were constricted. And then, you know, at, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, it inhibited their ability to showcase what they were doing so naturally. It's like this phone comes out and then they freeze. And so for years, you know, I mean, they finally got the hang of it, but it was always this tension of like, all right, this is awesome. Let's film it. No, that's when we make mistakes. It never gets right on camera, all this and this. And we got to a point where eventually the message was that this device has no power and that the goal is to be yourself and to act like it's not even there. That was the message I kept saying to them over and over again. And then finally, it was just like, they were just doing their whatever. It was like the camera wasn't even there, but I was recording everything. They just completely were able to play and then not even feel the pressure of being watched by the camera. So it's not the camera that produced that in them. It was what the camera can do. And it was almost like the camera was giving eyes to an audience that they knew could watch it at any point. Or when I did start posting on social media through our soccer or Instagram, it was almost like everyone else is going to see me, right? So I tell you this story, and I'm taking it out, like I'm breathing out the story, like I'm really extending it, because I want you to see like sort of the psychology of yourself when you get on camera. It's just this, you know, 2x4 device that you hold in your hand, but yet everything changes for you. And the reason why is because you feel like you're being watched, because hopefully you don't just keep videos in your phone for you. You're going to share it. And so it begins to mean something more than just this device. It begins to mean criticism, critique, looking dumb, not sounding smart. And then you enter comparison, and then you enter judgment. And what it really is all a reflection of who you are. It has nothing to do with the people that are going to watch it. The people that are going to watch it, you have no idea what they're thinking. So all of these thoughts that I just brought up have nothing to do with them, right? No one's screaming in your face, right? It's you. You are a judgmental person. You are critiqueful. You hate on other people's shit. You talk shit behind people's back. You think people suck on camera. You think people sound awkward. You think people sound cringy. You dislike content. You judge content and say, this sucks and this is good. Scroll on this. Fuck this. That's how you are. And because you're like that, you, every time put on the camera on your face, you put all that stuff right back on yourself. Does this make sense? This is like take a baby, right? Like a 1.5-year-old baby, and you start filming it. This pure innocent creature that hasn't been tainted by the evilness and all those things I named of our world. Do you think that baby's like, no, don't film me? Oh, don't film me. Oh, what? It doesn't even know what a phone is. It doesn't. And if it did, it doesn't even understand this. It's living in a different reality. Do you see? It's a part, it's caught up in something way more free and pure and natural. It hasn't been tainted by all the dark shit that comes from our own self-critique. The baby's free. Or a dog, right? The dogs do the coolest shit on camera. Do you think the dog's like, oh, like, don't film me. I'm not going to go run and chase the ball. Camera's on. No, the dog's in its own world. It's free. It's natural. It's not affected by the critique of others. It's operating and walking to the beat of its own drum. You hear this one. Like if you had to like get like common street advice for talking on camera or even like being on stage, everyone says like, just don't give a fuck, you know? Just don't give a fuck. Just go up there and don't give a fuck. And it's like, gosh, I get the message in some way, but it's not good advice, guys. Like, it's just, it's almost like the just jump mentality. Like, just do it. Like, just go up there. Just fuck it all. just pretend everyone's in their underwear, like all these like things we try to think about, and it's like you're lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself because you really do fucking care. And that's just going to cover it up. And so you take two shots of tequila and get on the mic, you know, like type of mentality. And it's like you're putting the Band-Aid on the big, big wound. And I guess it's helping for a shadow glimpse of healing. But the problem is you guys. The problem is your ego. The problem is your own self-sabotaging nature. The problem is your own critique of yourself and low level of self-worth. And I know this is very strong of me to say, but I had to do this hard look into myself, and I still struggle with it. When you can actively love yourself and not make it about you all the time, you're free to speak your mind in life, but for today's message, on camera. If someone you love dearly, I mean dearly, was missing, okay? And they had no idea where they're at. And the only way that they could be found was if you got on your social media and gave like the message out and talk about it on camera so that everyone can get this instant message to their phone and that your person would most likely be found. Would you say, no, I can't get on camera. I can't. No, that's my biggest fear. You would die inside if you made that choice, because you would realize it's not about me. It's not about me anymore. It's about them. I want to find them. And fuck the way I sound. Fuck how cringy I sound. Fuck the way I look. I want to find the person I love. Do you see the urgency in that? It's not about you anymore. You're free because it's about them. Because you're doing it for a bigger purpose. You're doing it for a bigger reason. And so all the insecurities and doubts fall in the background because you're operating to the beat of a different drum. Do you get it? Of course you would make that video. But when you get all in your head and it's all about you and your ego, and guys, that's where you fall. That's where you fall. And that's where you really do start hating the way you sound, and you don't like the way you look because it's really how you feel. And then you really won't get on camera. And yet deep inside, there is a desire when you see other people do it, like, I wish I could do that. Wish I could do that. You know, it's kind of like this message I gave a few weeks ago about dancing, and because I'm doing salsa now, and it's like, you're like, you tried, it didn't work. And so you fucking, you know, you tell people that you don't dance, but really, like, when you see dancing, you're like, I wish I could do that. And what was the message for that? And that's one of the steps I'm going to give you, but we'll just open up with number one, because I want to get to the point of how to get over this, how to heal this, how to get to it, in no particular order. We'll say number one is the ego, and I'll break that down in a minute here. But number two is you got to practice, guys. You got to practice. You got to practice. You got to do it. You got to go through the awkward, shitty stages, and you can't let that define who you are. You have to do it over and over and again. I love talking on camera. People say I'm good at it. I'm a podcaster. I have so many files that I've already deleted because I had to switch computers, where I would just look into my laptop on the camera, on the HD camera or whatever camera it was, and I would just talk into it, and I would rewatch it, and it was so fucking awkward. And I was like, ew, dude, you look so ugly. I would take my shirt off and like walk in front of my laptop and give messages and try shit. You know, some people, they don't do that. They just instantly go and share it. I just was like, I need to practice. Like, I need to talk on camera and feel a little bit better and love who I am a little bit more before I do this. And then once I felt a little bit of self-love, I was just like, let's go, let's go, let's go. And I was like, it's not even about me anymore. It's about the people. It's about a message I want to give out. It's about people I want to help. It's about something I want to share. It's about something I'm proud of. But I did practice, guys. And I want to keep this message to like social media and being on camera, but you know, a lot of the same muscle groups are for speaking on stage in front of people, right? It's kind of like you could do bench press; it's good for your chest, but you could do push-ups. You know, it's like kind of the same thing. Like it's the same muscle; it's a little different. But if you're scared to talk on stage, you're definitely scared to talk on camera, on social media. So it's like, yeah, they kind of run together. But I joined Toastmasters. I was a Toastmaster. A lot of you guys know this. I'd get up and give speeches every week for like 5 years. So I got really good at it, built a lot of confidence there. The main message from point number two, because point number one that I'm going to break down a little bit, ego. Point number two is practice, repetition. Something I tell everyone I work with, all the coaches that I try to help. It's only been a few, maybe like five coaches, literally. But I tell them to create a close group of friends on social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, maybe like, you know, three or four people, and just bombard the fuck out of videos and post them so that someone can watch them. That's good repetition. Maybe you're just so self-conscious about other people seeing it, and that's really where you're at right now. Well, then make a small group of friends and share for a few weeks, and then go live and start posting it for all your followers. All right? That's a great way to practice. And then when you do start sharing for all of your followers, I would encourage you to watch it. As hard as that might be, watch yourself. Listen to yourself. Lately, I'm listening to all of my podcasts after I post them. Before I post them, I listen to them. And it just helps me so much to gain feedback for the future. You must be in tune. You must learn from yourself. People don't talk on camera because, you know, they feel like, well, the reasons I'm giving you, but they also know that they're not that good, right? Because who is good at anything when they start? You know, who is like really good when it's like, I fucking just got on camera and I just killed it the first time. I just knocked it out of the park. No, you had some practice before, if you're honest. You've been practicing before. You're not just born a fucking, you know, you got better. And whatever you did that day, you're a lot better now. So we need repetition to learn. And so you got to watch yourself. You got to learn from yourself. If you're somebody who really never talks on camera, this is the way society works. If you're someone who's never talked on camera, or you've only done it a few times on your social media, when you talk, it is awkward for people watching because you never talk, okay? It is awkward. I'm going to be honest with you because it's like, whoa, like I've never fucking even seen their face. Okay, it's like, what do you think? People are just going to be like, oh, there he goes. Oh, he's great. No, it's going to be like, whoa, it's kind of weird. It was weird for everyone when I started speaking with my shirt off, walking down my sidewalk, talking about life. Like, what the fuck? Now, because of the repetition over and over again, people are used to it. It's like, oh, Jay, why haven't you talked in a while? People love framing things in their mind. They love categorizing things. It makes them feel safe. They love attaching ideas and concepts to certain people. We love doing that because it helps our mind have peace. So when someone has already decided in their mind that you're the one that talks on camera, guys, after a few like hits that they see, all the awkwardness is gone. It's just vanished from them and from you, which is the most important person. Like, it's just like, yeah, this is what I do. It's kind of like, I don't know if this applies so much to the ladies, but, you know, playing college sports, like the first time, you know, you get naked in the shower, you know, all the guys there, it's like a little awkward, you know. And then after the third, you know, locker room change, it's kind of like, so where you guys going after to eat? You know, just like, you're just fucking like, I already saw your junk, you know, I already saw your stuff. Like, we all saw each other's junk. Like, you know, life goes on. And it's, that's a very funny analogy, but it's the same thing with getting on camera. It's like, it's going to be awkward, guys. It's just going to feel that way. It's just the way life is with any endeavor that you pursue that's new. And then after like a few reps, probably like three, honestly, it's just like, all right, I guess that's what they're doing now. Boom, you're done. You're free. You're set. Now you have the wand. You can go as much as you want. You're free to go. But it's those initial steps that are the hardest, and where people do it once and they're like, never again. You know what I mean? Okay, so that was step number two. I want to build upon step number one, which was ego. So step number two, and then I have one more step. Step number two is ego. Step number two is repetition. Step number one was ego. Okay, so let's just unpack ego a little more because I got a little tangled up there. I think not making it about yourself is a big, big help. When you're literally talking, right? Like when you're literally facing the camera, holding it in your hand, you need to think, I'm speaking to somebody. And we forget that as artists and creators, like we look at ourselves, like our face is the one in the camera of the lens of our phone. And so we forget like that we're talking to somebody. You need to visualize someone's face if you can. Visualize like a group of people sitting down and their ears are just open, and just constantly think, it's not about me. It's about something I'm saying. Right? Maybe you're not a teacher like me, or you're not a motivational or inspirational or like a fitness person. I mean, I'm coming at you from that background, so you guys know, you know, there's a lot of people that talk to a lot of different things on camera. It's not just my industry. Let's say you were it's usually teaching, inspirational, or entertainment, right? I mean, generally. But let's say you're more entertainment, you know? Let's say you're more entertainment. You still want to have like a crowd of people that you want to make laugh, you want to make smile, you want to make brighten, and you want to visualize them smiling, right? You want to visualize them laughing and get out of your head and make it about them. It's about them all the time. You listening are the most important person. You hearing me out are the most important person. I want to make you smile. I want to teach you something. I want to inspire you. I want to motivate you. I want you to learn something. I want you to feel so good. Do you see how all of these things are about them? They're not about me. They're not about, do I sound stupid? Did I sound good? Do I flow right? Does my voice sound weird? Do I even make sense? All that stuff is just going to take you into your head. And eventually, the other person will feel that. They'll feel that. They're like, wow, this person, yeah, they're just not genuine. They're just not authentic. They're just, I don't know. They're just not, they're not cool. They're not popping. Yeah. So the ego, guys, the ego is very important. And what I want you to take from these two steps, and then I'll tell you the third. The first step is remember the ego. It's about them every single time. Number two, repetition, the mother of learning. You must do this, and you must do this often. And the third thing, a little different here, but I really believe this line, and and it goes for anything that's said on camera, because when you do those two things in step one and step two, you're going to get good. You're going to be free. You're going to grow, right? You're going to be doing it often. It's not going to be about you. You're going to be consistent. You're going to feel a lot more free. The more free you feel, the better you get. All these things are going to happen. And the last point I want you to remember is your vibe will attract your tribe. If you're listening to this podcast and you've been a listener, I don't know why. Maybe you like me. How about the other person that doesn't like me? I don't know why people are attracted to your content, or they follow you, or they like you, or even not even social media, but they talk to you in your life. They're your friends. Why are they your friends? You know, you attracted them is what I'm trying to say. Like something about you brought them to you. Something about me brought you to me, and you have other podcasts you listen to, and there's other podcasts that you don't like, and there's other people you don't fuck with. And maybe you will in the future. Maybe you won't like me anymore. Like, you know what I mean? But like, there's like energy that you give out when you speak on camera. I almost see it like people that are just like throwing out fire from their mouth. And some people come and sit and get warm and they move on. And some people, you know, they really like staying by your fire, and they'll stay for a long, long time and then they'll leave. Some people never come. Some people never saw you spit fire. And then when they did, they didn't like you anymore. You know, that happens too. Some people, you know, you never thought that they would be listening to you or around you, but now they are. And now you form a new relationship in another facet of life. And what I'm trying to say, again, coming back to the third point here, your vibe attracts your tribe, is like when you start speaking on camera, guys, like things change. They really do. Life changes. Because I'm pushing you to be consistent, not make it about your ego, and bring value to the world through teaching, inspiration, or entertainment. And if you do those things consistently, your life will fucking change online. I guarantee it. And it's not even a monetization thing. Like, not even you're selling, because you should be talking to camera if you're selling. Like, let's say you just Yeah, you just want to start talking, share on camera. Guys, things will change and new opportunities will open up. New connections will be made. You'll have different interactions on social media. Like, it just gets a lot different. And then because everyone's online and hardly anybody speaks on camera, the ones that do talk, whenever people see them in real life, there's a different energy had you not spoken. It's like people see me and they're like, fuck, like Jay's like, and I'm not even like a fucking, but like Jay's on camera, like Jay's talking. Wow. Like, you know, they see you differently. They see you differently because everybody knows that it's fucking hard to talk on camera. Everybody knows, like, damn, that guy's got balls. Like, that girl's got some fucking bravery. Like, she just gets on there and talks. Like, respect to her, you know? People know it. They might deliver it back to you in the form of what we call hate, but whenever there's hate, it's because there's care. It's like, you matter. It's all good energy is the way I see it. You know, nobody's in your face like, fuck you. I just kind of hate on you. So whenever I feel hate, it's like, it means I matter. It means I'm, it's getting ignored. That's the worst of anything. But like active, like, I don't know, like dark energy towards you. It's because you matter, man. You did something to them. They feel you. And again, your vibe attracts your tribe. And some people like will be very inspired by you. And maybe even be set free to speak themselves, or they just love learning from you in whatever you're doing, or they're just watching you. And some people I know like never talk to me, but I know they're inspired by me. Some people don't like me for whatever reason. I love them. I don't hate anybody, but they don't like me. They don't like when I talk, or maybe I curse, or maybe they don't like my content, the way what I talk about, or maybe they don't like the spiritual stuff, or maybe they don't like the fitness. They don't agree with me on my nutrition, or I don't know, man, like all that stuff. But I'm just saying, when the ego drops and you're free and you really light it up on camera and you're consistent, guys, life changes, man. Life changes. Please know, and I'll close here because this is getting fucking long. Everyone, I mean, all of your friends, there's probably like only like 5% of your friends that aren't on social media. Like literally everyone's on social media, and the people that you're connected with, like those are your friends, right? Everyone's on social media. And like, I'd be willing to say like maybe 10% of people are actually talking on camera. So the ones that do talk on camera have a massive edge in all facets of life, especially if they've dropped the ego, they're consistent, and they're bringing either inspiration, value through teaching, or entertainment. Like, you have an edge. You have a fucking edge. And you're doing something that's hard to do. So that's why I'm a big believer in this. And notice that like everything I said isn't about monetization and sales and money. Like, because honestly, if they were like, Justin, you know, you can't sell anymore or make money online, like, I'd still talk on camera, guys. I don't do it to make money. You know what I'm saying? I love doing it because it feels good. It feels right. And I've dropped the ego. And sometimes I got to check myself, but I dropped the ego doing it consistently. And I've realized that my vibe is going to attract my tribe for the good and for the what others would say not so good. But I'm free, guys. And I want you to be free too. I want you to feel this too. I want you to get on camera. So I hope this helps, man. I know this is a long one. I haven't made a 30-minute episode in a long time. But it's just something that I'm big on, man. And it's really changed my life. So I hope it helps. If you're somebody that would want help talking on camera or accountability, or if you want to go deeper, because I have like probably 10 points, but I gave you 3. But if you're somebody that wants to go deeper, wants me to coach you on talking on camera, you know you can hit me up. Jay, I listened to this podcast on talking on camera and I want you to coach me. Like, let's put together like a package of like 5-10 sessions, help me. And then, yeah, I'll guarantee you by the end of the sessions, whatever long we do, you'll be talking on camera and you'll be feeling a fuck ton better. And I'll be there to coach you and support you every step of the way. So if that's something that you're interested in, you know, you got me here. It doesn't have to be fitness. And shit, maybe it's a combination of both, because I push all my coaches to talk on camera. They better be talking on camera. But yeah, if or maybe you're a client of mine already and you're like, I didn't know this about you. Yeah. I want you to talk on camera too, even if you're not selling something. I think it grows us, guys. Anything that's hard will grow us. And especially for the people that have the itch to do it. Okay? Especially for the people that are like, I want to do that. Yeah. Yeah. That's for you too. Big time. So, my friends, that is another podcast on the Justin Aguirre podcast. Thank you very much for listening. And would you do your boy a favor? Leave a rating for the show. All right? Fucking 5-star review. Leave a comment. And yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Share with a friend. See ya.